This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Swing and a shot down the right field line. That's going to get down. Harper has to chase that to the warning track. That's up against the wall. Look at Acuna flying. They're going to send it. Here comes the relay. It is up the line. Acuna on his way to third. He'll be tagged out. As Ozzie is the second out of the inning, but Acuna scores to make it a four-run frame. It's 5-0.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And if you ain't seen that replay and you wanted somebody who get an impression of Michael Johnson coming around the bases,
wrong.
That was Acuna. When that particular play hit, Albies was out at third, yeah. But, man, I haven't seen him run that fast since he was on the team.
He can run.
We know he can run.
He's up to 23 stolen bases. That's kind of neat.
But
we have stolen bases here in Atlanta. I think
he might be my favorite Braves player now to hit a triple. Watching hit a triple or go.
Oh man, that'd be fun.
That hair, but it's the whole package.
Oh yeah, now
it ain't just the speed, but it's the helmet flying off and the twist flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's everything that comes with it.
This is one of those times where we should actually insert a famous phrase said by Hank Aaron.
That
Hank Aaron has been noted to say that when compared to Willie Mays back in the day, that he could do everything that Willie Mays did, except my hat didn't fall off.
Yeah.
That's what Hank used to say. Anyway, let's continue talking some baseball with Corey McCartney, FSN. Corey, how are you this morning?
Good. And that helmet flying off stuff is permeated to little leagues all around Atlanta. I will tell you firsthand that those boys are trying to make those hats fly off, even if they got to smack them while they're running around the base path.
So. See, now that if they knock it off, that don't count.
Yeah, man.
That's like Emmitt Smith when he used to take his helmet off. That don't count.
But if it's laying in the base pass and they're standing on the next base, they got their job done.
Corey, let's start off with the bittersweet news we got last night. Yeah, the Braves got the victory 9-2 over Philadelphia, but Nick Markakis gets tagged on the left wrist and left the field with a splint on. How long do you think he's going to be out?
You know, it's tough to say. I mean, certainly, you know there's going to be a DL stint of some sort. And, Freddie Freeman talked about it after last night's game. You know, he missed 7 weeks, with a similar injury. And, you use that 60-day DL, you think maybe you get him back at some point in September. Although the comments last night did not lead you to believe that the news we get today is going to be good. Now, the one thing you can say is this team has depth. And, you think about guys on the roster now, Matt Joyce, Charlie Culberson, even Adam Duvall, has set a Gwinnett single-season home run record at this point. But at the same time, losing Nick Markakis, it would be a substantial blow to this team. At least it's happening before the July 31st deadline, because if it happens after that, it's a completely different animal. But yeah, this could be a substantial blow to this team without question.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline this morning with Corey McCartney, from Chopcast Live, joining us now to talk some Braves baseball. Okay, does this weigh into the decision for any roster moves or trades that are made before the deadline now?
I think it's all about the price. Certainly Markakis is a guy who is on a one-year contract, but you got to also remember Dansby Swanson. So he could be potentially headed to the DL. We'll find that out today, too, with his heel injury. I think one of the things that they've considered is package deals, and I think there's a lot of those out there if you're looking whether or not you can add a reliever like Alex Anthopoulos has stated, and I know has been a big push for them. Can you get an additional piece for the bench that direction? I mean, teams like the Tigers with Nick Castellanos, and they have, Shane Green, a high-end reliever. So there are opportunities there to go out and add somebody. But I think that's one of the things that they've set themselves up with is this depth, and maybe you don't have to go out and pay that high price to go out and get a guy before the rosters expand. if Adam Duvall plays consistently, is he going to look like the guy who had back-to-back 30 home run seasons in Cincinnati? I think that's, you know, kind of where you have to look right now. He was not that player in a bench role, but if Mark Hagues is going to miss substantial time, does he get that much more of an opportunity? I think there's certainly a lot on the table for Anthopoulos and his guys leading into Wednesday.
You talk about that depth on the team. Is this an opportunity for Austin Riley maybe to get some more playing time and right a little bit of the lull that he's been in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could work too. I think they've got to figure out, you know, what they have in some of these additional guys, though, that they've got. Matt Joyce, can he handle a workload? We've seen great production out of him in small sample sizes. I go back to Duvall a lot because, you know, talking to him in spring training, he just said, I just couldn't get into a rhythm, being a part-time player. And you've seen what he's been able to do playing every day in Gwinnett. Think about it from the end of, the pitching end. With Fulton Nevich, Gausman's back, you could get that same thing, with Adam Duvall if he's able to recapture what he did in a red uniform without you having to go out and pay a substantial price in the trade market. So it's a weird monster right now because the single trade deadline without that waiver wire deal at the end of August, and so many teams are in the wild card mix, who's going to be willing to deal? How much depth are they willing to kind of scrape off? There's a lot going into Wednesday, and I think it's set itself up to be something entirely different than we thought it was with just that single trade deadline.
Spending time on the waitfor.com outline this morning. We got Corey McCartney joining us, part of the crew, Braves coverage from Fox Sports South. All right, we're going to start Max Fried today. What are you expecting? He's back. We know what he's done early in the season. And how closely do we watch? And could he be limited in how much he pitches today?
That's a good question. He said yesterday that, they're hoping to get some little bit more of a callus around that blister. It's interesting that the last two these starts in Milwaukee have been what has caused him these issues with these blisters in the past. I think you have to hope that he's going to be able to recapture what he did early in the season, because I think he's a big piece for them when you start thinking about that playoff roster and the playoff rotation. And the breaking pitches for him are obviously where he makes his bread and butter, but he's got to be able to command and control that fastball to set him up. How much is that blister going to affect him when he's throwing those secondary pitches? I wouldn't be surprised if things start to go awry, if maybe they are a little bit quicker with him with the hook than maybe they would have been just because of the blister issue. But this is a big start for him because I think he has to continue to show that he can look a little bit more like the Max Fried that we saw early in the season.
Listen, no deal or big deal. Dansby Swanson with this heel situation. He was out again last night with the sore heel. Nothing to worry about, just kind of resting him, or is this something that could linger for a while?
It feels like, at this point, like it could linger. The comments from Brian Snicker yesterday, made you feel like they're a little bit more concerned than just it being some, surface-level thing. So we'll find out today. If he ends up going into the DL, it could just be a precautionary thing, but again, we're testing depth when you then potentially lose a Nick Markakis, for extended period of time. So Johan Camargo, we know, can step in there. We know how good he is in those middle spots in the infield. So this is going to be big to me because, we're seeing a career year out of Dansby Swanson. And last year, you think about the wrist issue that he had. He just wasn't the same player since getting hit up there in Chicago early in the season. So this is a big blow for him just because of the year that he's having. And this team has been so lucky and avoided injury by and large throughout this season. So for him to kind of come in bunches like this, it could be pretty big.
Corey, this is the last week in July. The calendar will turn to August next Thursday. Does that make this stretch of games on the road right now a little more crucial? I know people say there's still a lot of baseball to be played and you're going to see these guys again, but it's Philadelphia, and then you got to go to Washington, and you know what you're going to face there with their strong pitching and the way those guys have been playing.
That, yes, and as much as we all want to kind of focus on this being a big stretch for this Braves team, I mean, they obviously are trying to play the next game, next whatever cliche that you want to throw into this, but this does feel big just from the end that the Nationals have been one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball, for a stretch here. And you're finally going to see Max Scherzer on Tuesday next week when they face the Nationals. They have avoided him all season long, and you think about the troubles that they've had with him you're going to go Patrick Corbin, Max Scherzer, and then a familiar face, Adolfo Sanchez, in that series. So it feels big because they have them so much in September as well. I'm talking about the Nationals will face the Phillies a number of times there too. But it feels like this division is so far from over at this point. And, you know, one of these teams is going to make a substantial move. The Nationals have been talked about. I mentioned Castellanos for the Tigers. He's been mentioned as a potential landing spot with D.C. And they go out and strengthen their bullpen. So the fact that that series is coming after during the trade deadline, basically, this is going to be a big one because it's going to be, a tone setter for this division for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, Castellanos is going to land somewhere. He's already bad-mouthing Comerica Park.
Really?
Talking about the home runs he's lost there. And by the way, I hear that in the house, too. You know, I'm just curious about something because Ken and I were talking about this. I wanted the Braves to make a run at, and I don't know if they have or haven't, but Madison Bumgarner. I love that dude, especially when he was getting it done a few years back and the fall off from the accident and all of that. Now, if you're the Giants, you know, he's been on the trading block or suspected to be throughout the second half of the season, but now these guys are back in the wild card race. Do you hold on to him or do you still try to get rid of him and get some picks?
I would get rid of him because, and he should want to get dealt because let's not forget, he's going to be a free agent. He's going to get a qualifying offer. And then we saw with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell how much that changes, you know, how much teams are willing to pay for you in the offseason. So if I was him, I would want to get dealt. It makes a ton of sense from the Braves perspective, from Farhan Zaidi, who took over for them, is a close friend of Alex Anthopoulos from their time together with the Dodgers. It's just from the Braves' end, do you want a rental? How high of a price are you willing to pay for a rental? And is he really the guy that puts you over the top? I mean, we've seen him be one of the best postseason pitchers in history. But is he the guy that really puts his team over at this point? I don't really know if right now, unless you're able to get a Noah Syndergaard, which I think would be an insane deal for the Mets to do with a team in division. I don't know if there's really a guy that you feel like is going to completely change the tenor of your team during this deadline. But I think he needs to get dealt somewhere, and I think it's a little bit misguided for the Giants to feel like this run changes anything because this is not a team that's built for the future, and they need to get on board with that. And this is definitely one of the ways to do it by trading a guy who's been a franchise icon for you.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens as the trade deadline approaches and see what moves the Braves may make. Corey McCartney, we thank you so much for spending some time with us early on this Saturday morning. Let's see if the Braves can get another win in Philadelphia this evening.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Corey.
All right, it's Corey McCartney. You can follow him, by the way. He is social. You can follow him on – really, he is.
Colloquialisms.
He's on Twitter, at Corey J. McCartney, all lowercase.
I was something I was going to ask you that you just kind of like knocked it right out of my head.
Why?
I don't know, because just, you know, I'm happy to be back. It had something to do with the Olympics, and we were talking about that earlier, and of course the anniversary of the bomb going off. But that being said, we have got to talk about some events going on today, some games going on. You said it. It's a game day Saturday.
Is that?
Let's talk about that, and also what's going on up at Flowery Branch, because we're going to be broadcasting live from out there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.